Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Hey, it's Shutter Camera, and I'm John Ritchie. Did you know that the 94 WIP Morning Show is both a radio show and a podcast?
You can get every episode, every hour, every highlight on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your pods, and whenever works for you.
I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver, and my new podcast, Unpaused, is the place for bold, unfiltered conversations about what it takes for women to thrive in the second half of life. Listen to and follow Unpaused, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
Nah, I'm over it. 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 I'm over it.
Wait, Danny Under on the chat.
I'm with Spike on this one.
It gets hotter than a hoochie coochie. Laid rubber on the Georgia asphalt.
No.
Got a little lazy, but he didn't get caught. Down by the river on a Friday night. Beer meditating in a pale moonlight. Talking about cars and dreaming about women. A little to the day and just a little for the minute.
It's a WIP afternoon show.
Danny Under on the Chattahoochee.
No.
How much that muddy water meant to me. But I learned how to swim and I learned to what. A lot about living and a little about love.
All right. It's a WIP afternoon show with Ike, Spike, and Fritz.
Sing it if you know it.
I'm out on that
yeah,
one.
Yeah, so here's the deal with the country people. It's like Springsteen fans all pretend they're hardworking coal miners from like the middle of Pennsylvania. That's what Springsteen fans all listen to Springsteen saying, I'm a hardworking, just like, and people who listen to country all pretend like they are from the South. It's like,
what, did you say Chattahoochee?
Chattahoochee.
How
the hell did you get into that, man?
It's baseball.
Yeah.
It's just like,
holy cow.
Yeah, it's all you played over the speakers, all that good stuff.
Oh, God, it's awful.
I didn't like that one. No. That's a tough one. That's
better.
That's the hardcore country music right there.
Man, that's Alan Jackson.
We're not doing 330 country if it's going to be like that. It's the WIP Afternoon Show with Ike, Spike, and Fritz. It's 3:30 on Wednesday, which means we're always joined by the next lead host of the WIP Afternoon Show, Broads. Hi, Broads.
I like that.
How are we doing, buddy?
I like that.
How
What's
we
up?
Doing?
I'm doing great. That was phenomenal radio, by the way.
Oh, no, it was not.
3:30 country, Jack. I'm all in.
No.
Hell yeah.
All out. All out. Hard did he say anything about it?
I play You're Gonna Miss Her by Brad Paisley tomorrow.
Yeah.
Another beautiful song.
Got 17 beers in my pickup truck and got a 17
Is that not relatable?
In a dough. No, it has to be that country. If you do today's country, then it's not as funny. But you got to give the real legit twang country.
Brought my dog and my girl and a city got a do. Singing hard did he bow, said he got a do.
Hell yeah.
Awesome.
Well, Broads, yes. The Flyers full of controversy recently. Couturier ripping on Meechkoff. It's been pretty interesting, you know?
Toxic. I would say Flyers Twitter over the last 48 hours is just as toxic as AJ Brown.
Wow.
Yeah.
A lot of infighting?
A lot of internal battles, mucking and grinding. Who's going to come out with the loose puck? We don't know.
Wow. Let's hit it, Jack.
Flyers in 50 with Broads.
The Fly Guys 8-5-2. Nice record, actually. You'd think it would be strong to pay attention to what they're doing on the ice. Mitch Kopf scoring 2 bingos in his last 2 games. What a ridiculous goal against Ottawa on the Saturday matinee. But you named it, Spike Coots. He says, well, Mitch Kopf, he does things well, but we still need him to do better when he's not scoring goals. We need him to help the team when he's not producing, and he doesn't have any other way to contribute. Shots fired from the captain. Who does he think he is? Mark Messier? He thinks he's Chris Pronger? One of the best to ever do it? Does he have the stance? Does he have the C long enough to be able to make that type of public claim? I don't know. But anyway, looking forward here. Tonight at the Barn, Connor McDavid.
Ooh.
Now you you'll see a real superstar out there. Questions?
I saw him score. Was that last night he had the backward, backward goal?
Oh, no, a little backhand. Yeah. You like that little spinorama backhand.
Now, I always get him and Bedard mixed up.
Oh,
which is McDavid is the better player, though, right?
Yeah, Bedard's a fun, younger player. Okay. But McDavid is the wow.
Yeah, he's the new guy, the guy.
He's the guy.
Okay.
He's the guy.
I'm getting better.
You are getting better.
I'm getting better.
So here's my question.
I can name more than three of our own players.
Crosby still is the plan.
Yeah, I'm OV.
There you go. Here's my question about what Couturier said.
Mm-hmm.
Is he right? Whether he should have said it or not, to the side for a second, is he right?
He is right. So we're falling in the same exact thing of, is Dave Dombrowski right to question if Bryce Harper is elite? Is A.J. Brown upset? Is he right to be upset? The answer to all these are yes. They're right with what they're saying, but are they right to use the platform in which they're saying it? You know?
I guess my question is, it seems like everybody now, from the coach to the organization to the players, are all sort of questioning this kid. So I wonder, first of all, you have to wonder what motivates him, whether this works or it doesn't work. But the second thing is, you just have to wonder, like, what the hell is he doing where everybody seems like they have to make public statements? Because what that says to me is that they're probably saying it privately. It's not working. So that's when they go to say it publicly. It reminds me of Brett Brown when he publicly said, look, I want Ben Simmons to shoot a three every game. And he said it publicly. And everybody's like, well, that's not going to work. And my point was always, well, he's clearly tried the other way, and mm-hmm. the other way hasn't worked. So that would be my worry, is that they're saying these things to him privately. It's not getting anywhere.
Right, and you got to think, too, there's a language barrier. So now you're trying to have this conversation with him behind the scenes, and I don't know how much they're... Now, they should be able to get this. It's the NHL. There's a lot of Russian players, and it's a typical thing to deal with, but I'm sure it makes it a lot harder, you know? So I'm with you, and that's why I've been baffled and bothered by the Michkov thing dating from the beginning of the season, because you can try and hide behind certain things all you want. But the truth is, when there's smoke, there's fire. So maybe we blew it out of proportion over the last 24 hours on how egregious it is behind the scenes, but it doesn't mean there's nothing happening behind the scenes. I think there's clear frustration between leadership and the way Michkov handled the offseason, and that's where it stems from.
Let me ask you this, though. Why? It doesn't. Most young players, phenoms, right? They still seem to get a little grace period from some of the vets if they're well liked. This seems like, is there a disconnect there? Is he one of these young players that, I don't know, is he listening to his vets? Is he a young guy who believes he's the hot shot young player and he feels like this thing is centered around him?
It could be that.
I'm just wondering, yeah.
Yeah, it could be that. And I think it goes back to, again, and I hate to drill this home, but the offseason, we were told that Michkov went into Danny Briere's office with a list of things to work on that he was so excited to improve on so he can take that next step. And then he comes in out of shape, and I think those veterans are like, dude, what the hell is wrong with you? I mean, imagine being in the locker room and, you know, put yourself back in the Eagles days, and there's this young, exciting guy on defense, and he had such a great rookie year, and the next year he comes in, he's 70 pounds different, and he doesn't look like the same player anymore. Right. Like, dude, I thought you were inspired to be this next great linebacker or something.
Sure.
So they probably feel you disrespected us by half-assing the offseason, and now they're trying to push buttons to get him back on track at 20 years old.
Too busy taking Russian mob money in Dubai, right?
Everyone just pretends that didn't happen.
Right.
He got into a car accident under his name. Now, he wasn't driving, but the car is under his name. And come on. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
I like the way you navigate.
You know what I'm saying? Yeah. By the way, I got this sick Broads board play for you.
Oh,
what you got?
Well, Michkov in that game against Ottawa. When I tell you, he had a sickening, disgusting, filthy goal. So he's behind the net in the offensive zone with the D-man just draped all on him, right?
Uh-huh. He had
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Show to camera, and I'm John Ritchie. Did you know that the 94 WIP Morning Show is both a radio show and a podcast? You can find us anytime on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your pods.
Catch the full episode, listen by individual hour, or jump straight to the highlights.
Just open up your favorite podcast app, search for our names, and hit the follow button to get every minute of the show your way and on your time.
I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver, and my new podcast, Unpaused, is the place for bold, unfiltered conversations about what it takes for women to thrive in the second half of life. Listen to and follow Unpaused, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
He draped all over him.
Puck gets thrown to the wall here. Mitch Koff comes around, throws his body, shoulder right to the chest. Create separation. And then bang, he's got a wide open lane to the slot and just rips it twine.
We can't see the board.
Sorry. Yes. Ripped it twine right over the glove side, right by the ear hole. He just ripped it by the ear hole of the netminder.
Away from the slot.
Just right from the slot. Okay. Right from the slot.
So the D got left behind.
Big time.
And it went from the slot to the ear hole.
Ripped it right into the ear hole. Right by the ear hole.
Put the D in the
right
ear
from
hole.
The D, man.
Yeah, the D wasn't in the ear hole.
No, the D was not in the ear hole.
Okay.
The shot was.
Okay.
The shot was in the ear hole.
All right.
So my grinder of the week, it's my belt. It's my version of the
grinder.
Belt.
I love it.
I got the grinder of the week.
Who is it?
Matt Vejmichkov, 2 goals in his last 2 games.
Oh, he does look a little
he
thick.
He can't be the grinder of the week.
He had 2 goals, man.
Yeah, but he's causing a whole bunch of issues but not working hard.
Well, he worked hard against Nashville. Did you guys watch that game? No. Although Jackie Hockey over here, Jackie Pucks, I don't know where we're going.
Yeah,
dude, this kid is locked in on a night-to-night basis.
Yeah, Zegras.
Not only that.
He's the guy who needed more time with his family. He's at home watching the hockey. Yeah, they can't get enough.
They're going to bed earlier.
All right.
But not only that. I think he's going to be the future hockey dad at the station.
Oh, you think
he's putting the kiddos on the ice.
Paying for hockey equipment.
I told him
it's expensive, man.
We'll get it secondhand.
The stick alone's like $300.
Oh, more. $450 maybe?
Yeah.
I'll sponsor you.
Oh, thanks, buddy. Nice.
Yeah, you already bought a book. That's a sponsorship.
Nah. It's only $30.
It's all for the kids, man.
Yeah. Great job, bro.
Thanks.
Excellent job.
Great energy, too, man.
Yeah, listen. Yeah. I got one mode.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, but that's for sure.
Now, how many things do you think we can fit on? How many bits can fit on the Broads board?
I don't know. As many as Rod tells you to.
True.
Yeah.
Grinder of the week. You don't like that one?
I do. No. I like Grinder of the week. I like it.
I like it. Great job. When are you on IP again?
Tonight.
Oh.
11 p.m. I'm going to talk about A.J. Brown. This guy's a fool. Yeah. Just a fool.
I'm going to go
to my Twitch stream when I get home and let people know how I feel.
Yeah, there you go.
The one thing I know about Broads is such a Jalen guy.
Mm-hmm. Oh,
he's taking offense to this.
No, doesn't like this.
Listen, I heard Spike yesterday.
Yeah.
Open the show, right? I got to be honest with you. I thought Jalen sucked.
Oh, he did.
I thought he sucked.
Well, he made five really...
That came out so quick.
Well, he...
Let's
put it this way.
And it hurts my soul, by the way.
He didn't bury them. He made 5 really good plays. Otherwise, the ball was all over the place.
He was terrible.
That was not Jalen's
best game.
See,
I hold him to a high standard, but when he plays like that...
Yeah.
But that's not the norm, guys. Okay?
He's normally slinging that thing.
Right, exactly. Normally slinging it by the air holes of Devontae Smith 80 yards downfield in the air.
Yeah.
Wow.
Short.
Maybe 40 with a hop, skip, and a jump.
Yeah, a little underthrown. All right. There he is, Bros.
No more of that. I'm on day 3 of my sobriety.
Yeah. You break it all the time. You're having a little drink all the time
exactly.
In your jail and sobriety. All right. Thank you, Bros.
All right, Rhodes.
A National Appliance Warehouse?
Yeah, come on, Spike. You know National Appliance Warehouse?
Yeah, well, that's where I got all my kitchen appliances.
We don't worry about Twitch streams in National Appliance Warehouse.
No, come on.
All we worry about is going and getting the right appliance. And they always say Black Friday savings aren't what they used to be. That's not the case at National Appliance Warehouse. You've heard us talk about the difference making prices you get at National Appliance Warehouse. That's guaranteed by Price Assure, which is a piece of technology specific for National Appliance Warehouse. So you're going to get a great price on that. Obviously, tax-free Delaware helps. And I always mention they have great savings events going on. Well, right now, the Black Friday Mega Sale is already underway at National Appliance Warehouse.
Jack, Black Friday is not for a couple of weeks. The mega sale already started?
It did already start.
So they don't have to get up at 5 a.m. on Friday to take advantage?
No. Oh. Don't even do any of that nonsense. You take advantage of it right now. You've heard us talk about National Appliance Warehouse. You know your kitchen's looking sad. Get down there today and take advantage of 40% off on over 100 brands, including Whirlpool Appliances, Sub-Zero, Wolf Cove, whatever you need appliance-wise, National Appliance Warehouse has it for you. And on top of all this, an industry-leading service team there to take care of you. You walk in, you have a good time, you buy some appliances, you deal with really smart people, installation, delivery, they take care of everything at National Appliance Warehouse. So learn more at nationalappliancewarehouse.com or hurry to their showroom in tax-free Wilmington or Middletown, Delaware today. And as always, Tom Fritz sent you.
The Twitter question is brought to you by Mark's Jewelers with locations in Montgomeryville. I'm Matt Laurel. There's a Mark's Jewelers Minute from everywhere, online at marks-jewelers.com. Who are you more interested in, the Flyers or the Sixers?
Third time this year you've asked it. I want to see where the people are at a couple weeks into the season.
The first poll we did, Flyers were way ahead. Yeah. The second poll was after, I think, the 4-0 start, and the Sixers were way ahead. Where do you now? I know you're at Sixers, obviously.
Yeah.
It has to be.
I think most people are.
What do you think the poll is at? Flyers or Sixers?
Let's go 63% Sixers.
55%.
55.
Sixers. I think the controversy, while not good for the team for the Flyers, is good for the Flyers.
Because, it certainly is drawing people in.
Well, it may, as long as it doesn't dismantle the team. I think as far as interest goes, here's the truth on the Flyers. The truth is, this was a very big hockey town for a long time where everybody was in on the Flyers. And I think it's still a hockey town. But the truth is, the team has been irrelevant for so long that I don't think that people even know. They know a name or two,
right?
The regular people.
I'm with you. Yeah.
I'm not talking about the diehards. I'm talking about the regular people. They only know a name or two.
I got two names.
Yeah.
All I got.
Well, you got Bobby Brink.
I got
Brink.
Three. No, I got TK.
Yeah.
Travis Konecny.
Right.
Yep. And I got
Coots.
Coots.
Yeah.
And then I got Mitchko.
There you go.
You got to learn Zegras.
Zegras, yes.
Zegras. He's their best player.
And Bobby Brink.
He is their best player.
Dude, he's a problem.
His hands, the Brink's truck man?
Yeah. I want to turn into Broads. His hands are silky smooth, though. I'll tell you what. I'm a handsman.
Listen to him.
Everyone knows that.
He is hockey guy.
Good things happen when the puck's on Trevor Zegras' stick.
Is that where you put your hands?
Listen, don't you worry about it. The thing is, I can't tell.
Well, the thing that was just real quick. Yeah. The thing I was saying is just a controversy this.
It's good.
It's interesting for people, and then they can find out who they are.
So, it drew me in.
Yeah, so it's like, oh, what's going on here?
Yeah.
So I think from a relevant standpoint and from a coverage standpoint, it sort of gives them a little pop, and if they can play well after it, I think they can get people in, as you were saying.
Yeah, just I do wonder if they get back in and go on a run, can they get really – the Phillies, everyone thought they were dead, and then the second they got in the postseason – it turned back into a really, really great baseball town. I just wonder if it's gone so far.
They need a run in the playoffs.
Yeah.
In my opinion.
And we know, listen, we remember the days when the Flyers were in that conversation.
Yeah.
But it's still and this is no disrespect to Flyer fans, so I don't want anybody to take it that way.
Yeah, we're just saying how we feel.
It's still
feel
a
and
niche
see.
Group.
Yes.
Meaning that, like.
The even, core.
Yes.
Yeah.
So, I listen, you, what's that? They play in June, too, right? Yeah, their Stanley Cup Finals are in June.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. It's been a while since we've had hockey that late in the year.
Yeah. How many times have they even made the playoffs in the last 10 years?
Well, the last time they made the playoffs was during COVID.
Right. Yes.
I will say, under Mr. Snyder, they did used to make the playoffs every year.
Oh, it's been a disaster. I mean, it really has. It's been a disaster. And I think the city is better when people care about it. But when you're not good for that long.
And also the
difference between baseball playoffs is everybody sort of grows up with baseball around them. Mm-hmm. Everybody sort of grows up with basketball around them, football around them. Hockey is not, it just isn't. So I think, and the playoffs are so long that I do think making the playoffs would be nice, and I think it would get some casual people in. What they really need is a run, and they need sustained success.
Yeah. Dude, the 2010 Cup run was amazing.
It was awesome.
I was in there, man.
Yeah, you were.
Pucks.
Pre-games. Well, I want to know if the Howard and Ike pregame hockey, we got the Blackhawks tonight taking down Patty Kane.
Well, you can bet I wasn't saying very much of anything.
Well, he doesn't know either.
No, but the funny part was, you know your dad, he was all about the Blackhawks.
Of course.
And Patrick Kane.
Yeah.
He was I'm like, we're doing a Flyers pregame show.
Ah, Patty Kane. I'm like, why?
Well, and
because he was always the opposite.
And you weren't old enough, Jack. But in the mid '90s, when they went to the finals and they had the Legion of Doom and all that, all that stuff. I mean, they were a high profile team in Philly, and you knew the players on the team.
Dude, early 2000s Flyers, LeClair, Desjardins. Come on, man. Come on, man. Keith Primo, the 3 overtime goal. Come on, man.
215-592-9494. Back to the Eagles.
More fun.
Brian Baldinger joins us next. I want to talk to Baldy about Jalen Phillips and that game wrecker we saw on Monday night. We'll talk to Baldy next. This is the WIP Afternoon Show with Ike, Spike, and Fritz.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Show to camera, and I'm John Ritchie. Did you know that the 94 WIP Morning Show is both a radio show and a podcast? You can find us anytime on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your pods. Catch the full episode, listen by individual hour, or jump straight to the highlights. Just open up your favorite podcast app, search for our names, and hit the follow button to get every minute of the show your way and on your time.
Hi, I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver, a board-certified OBGYN and menopause specialist. My new podcast, Unpaused, is the place for bold, unfiltered conversations about what it really takes for women to thrive in the second half of life. Every week, I sit down with medical experts, cultural icons, and powerhouse women to talk about what really matters, your health, your power, and your future. We're covering hormones, identity, finances, relationships, and so much more. New episodes drop every Tuesday. Listen to and follow Unpaused with me, Dr. Mary Claire Haver, available now wherever you get your podcasts.